Welcome and thank you so much for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. To ask a question during the question and answer session, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect. And I'd like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Joe Carasulo. Sir, you may begin when ready.
Thank you very much, operator. I'd like to welcome everyone to our call today. For those of you that have been following along with us, this is our fifth call that we've had on Big Fix since the announcement of the acquisition back on July 26th, and this will be our last call for the quarter. So we're very glad all of you can join us today. As promised, the focus of the call today is primarily more on the security side of Big Fix. So, of course, I expect most of you have had a chance to join us on some of the previous calls, and the speakers there did an excellent job of describing the general benefit of Big Fix, why we're all so excited about this is a new offering for us. But we've had lots of requests from some of you as sellers to better understand a little bit more about the security side of Big Fix, how it's positioned, how I can lead with some of the security components of Big Fix, where we've been successful, in this case, where Big Fix has been successful to date, and how we should approach that side of the market. So I'm very pleased to point out that we've got a number of subject matter experts on these topics joining us today. So if you turn to the agenda page, you can see that in a moment, I will turn the call over to Sandy Hawk. Sandy is one of the directors of marketing from Big Fix. She's going to go through an overview. For those of you who have been on some of the other calls, you'll see a few of the intro charts being somewhat similar, and then she'll get into much more specifics about the security components that make up the overall Big Fix suite and how to position them, the value they bring to our customers, and also some views of success stories that they've had in this space. Then after Sandy, we'll turn it over to Chris Bowserman. Chris is from our product management team, and Chris is going to take us through some information that I know a lot of people have been waiting to hear about, which is what are we doing as far as positioning and migrating some of our existing customers, those customers from existing Tivoli products, whether that be Prevenia Desktop or Security Compliance Manager or some of the others. And then to finish up the call, Chris will turn it over to Darren Harris, who will go over, once again, some of the details of our commission plan and how we actually, you know, what the process is to actually engage the Big Fix sellers. So you're going to see that one of the very important things to understand is that there is a formal lead registering process that I need to make sure all of you understand and are adhering to, because that is the way that we're going to be able to engage the right resources to help with deal progression and closure from the existing Big Fix community. Then I will open it up for Q&A. Besides the four of us, we've got a number of other people that are going to join us for the speaker pool. Some of the other sellers on the Big Fix side, technical sellers, and others in the management team to help with whatever your questions might be. So I think with that as an intro, I'll turn it over to you, Sandy, and we'll get started.
Great. Thanks so much, Joe. So I'm talking to slide three right now. Really, Big Fix is in the position to simplify endpoint operations and security for organizations worldwide. Our unique approach to managing endpoints really gives us the capabilities that you see there listed. We give customers the ability to see everything that's going on in their environment, how machines are configured, whether those machines are roaming or on your network, whether they're any flavor of Windows, Unix, Linux, even ESX from VMware. So we have great breadth of coverage, as well as really unique abilities to really see what's going on. And it's interesting, most security professionals will tell you the first thing you need to do in a security strategy is get a great, reliable, precise, accurate, real-time view of what's going on in your environment. And Big Fix really does give us that capability to do that. So I'm going to jump ahead to slide five, which really gets to the nitty-gritty of what we're delivering. And as Joe had mentioned, we've had a number of previous Tivoli talks that speak to this slide. But what I want to do today is focus in specifically on the security functionality that we offer our customers. All of that is built on what we're calling our Big Fix Unified Management Platform. And that platform is different than any other type of management platform in the industry. It's based on a single agent that performs multiple functions, as opposed to other traditional technologies around managing endpoints. We don't have a separate agent for different functions like they do. And what that gives customers is the ability to scale that single agent doing all those things is a smart agent. And that means you don't need a really heavy back-end infrastructure on the server side to do all the processing and analysis of all the events that are going on in the environment. So that gives our customers the ability to do all kinds of things, solve problems very quickly, identify where issues are, where security exposures are, things like zero-day events and zero-day alerts we're able to respond to immediately because that agent is empowered to act on behalf of a policy, that local policy that it carries around with it. And we're going to get into more detail as I go through the products, but I wanted to give you that background. So whether we're distributing software as part of our lifecycle management suite, or we're ensuring that antivirus and anti-malware is up to date, or we're delivering compliance solutions and mapping the way that mapping different technical controls against different standards and enforcing those standards and compliance requirements continuously. All of that is delivered, again, through that single agent. Now, you may think to yourself, well, wait a second. If it's doing all these things, does the user notice? And it's actually throttled and configured to only consume, on average, less than 2% of the CPU. So whether it's doing all those functions, it's still not noticeable to the user at all, unless you want it to be. And again, we can get in more detail as we go through this. So I'm going to touch on those red highlighted boxes you see there. Security configuration and vulnerability management is our solution to help customers ensure that they're compliant. And if they're not compliant, that agent is empowered to bring those endpoints back into compliance and apply those policies continuously. Endpoint protection is really around making sure that threats are that your endpoints, no matter where they roam, again, they are protected against threats in the wild. And we'll go down into more detail into those two areas. But I did want to highlight that all of that comes through our unified management platform, all through a single console, and all through that single agent, single infrastructure capability. All right, so Big Fix Patch Management, and just to highlight on slide 6, you'll see Patch Management as part of the Lifecycle Management Suite. You'll also see it as part of our Security Configuration and Vulnerability or Compliance Management Suite. And that's because Patch Management has the unique position of having different drivers, right, and different buyers that care about it, right? So there are different compliance requirements from a security perspective that require that machines be updated and patched and verify that those patches have been installed correctly. So that's the security perspective of Patch Management. It's also an operational practice. So the operational teams care about how they're distributing their patches, their software updates, making sure that those things get installed correctly, and the right patches reach the right machines. And so that's really why we offer patch management as part of those two suites. Later in the session, Chris will go into more detail about how we're packaging that come transfer of trade when we're in Passport Advantage. So I won't go into those details yet, but just be aware that patch management is a leading security product for Big Fix, and it really is considered one of the strongest in the industry. Now, why is it one of the strongest? Well, you see a couple of those benefits there. We have customers that are using our patch management solution to patch all flavors of Windows, including Windows Mobile and even Windows Embedded, which is often found on point-of-sale devices in places like retail organizations. And as well as Red Hat Linux and SUSE, and we have a whole list of all of the Linux and Unix platforms that we run on for our patch management solution, as well as Mac. And what's cool about Big Fix is the agent is smart enough to know which patches are relevant for it. So you're not pushing out, you know, an EXE update to a Mac machine who doesn't even know what an EXE is, for example. So that's another thing that's unique, and another thing that translates into precision and accuracy. because that agent is smart and figures out what's going on and what's wrong with the machine without relying on a server to tell it what to do, you get real-time, precise, and accurate reporting. So you know exactly when patches were deployed, which were deployed, who deployed them, and to which endpoints, and if they were installed correctly. And you find that out within minutes, no matter how large or complicated or distributed your environment. I mentioned the scalability as well. So this really goes to total cost of ownership. So customers can manage, you know, upwards of 250,000 desktop laptops and servers from a single management server. And that's because of how smart and optimized that agent is for doing exactly what we talked about. We also have the unique capability of managing bandwidth. So the agent is smart enough to figure out how much a bandwidth is available to it for a particular patch or update. And when you're talking about things like XP Service Pack 2, those things can get anywhere near like a half a gig in size. And when you have saturated networks, that really can cause a problem for network performance and QoS. And the fact that our agent has that capability is another strength. All right, so patch management, as I mentioned on slide 7 now, is part of our security configuration and vulnerability management suite, which also includes asset discovery, security configuration management, and then vulnerability management. So why would asset discovery be important? I talked about it before. You can't secure your environment unless you know what you have in it, right? So one thing that's great about our agent is it has the ability to discover other hosts, other IP-enabled devices on the same subnet that it's on, and that's all configurable. The operator can decide how much he or she wants to enable that. So that's the first step. You want to know what's out there, and then as soon as you can find out what's out there, you want to find out what's wrong with it. This is a really key tactic for our sales team, actually. And Brandon Wood, who's on the line, could talk more about this during the Q&A part of our session. But we've won very quick deals, very strategic deals, by going in and first installing in a proof of concept, but in production, and demonstrating to them that the tools they have in place are insufficient. They're not running. They're reporting incorrect statistics. And once they see that, that light bulb goes off, and that's when they realize the importance of understanding exactly what's going on and giving the capability through Big Fix of remediating automatically. So we're bridging assessment and remediation. Instead of having those two functions siloed, we bring it together. That really is a strong value proposition for security, because the faster you can achieve remediation, the more protected your organization will be. So I wanted to highlight here the security configuration component of this suite is really the answer to your audit concerns. So for requirements that that require, or standards that require, that desktops be configured a certain way or that servers be configured a certain way to be compliant with PCI or the federal standard, which is the FDCC standard, or even DISA-STIGS, which is also very popular or a very common standard, in the U.S. public sector. Regardless of whatever standard that is, we have 4,300 technical controls in this library for this product that map those technical controls to those compliance requirements. So customers know on a real-time basis exactly where they stand with respect to things like PCI and FDCC and DISA state compliance. And again, another thing that's unique here is when you think compliance, most people think, oh, I just get a report, but I have to use some other tool to fix the problem. Well, Big Fix brings it all into one single console. So as soon as you identify a problem with a particular endpoint and their configuration status, you can remediate that immediately with one click. All right, so slide 8 talks about our endpoint protection capability. One thing I wanted to just highlight, too, as salespeople, you really need to know which products to lead with, right? I'm here to tell you that the first two are really our leading products to identify a very interesting opportunity for a customer. Of course, always ask about their pain. So you want to find out, are you having issues around asset visibility and configuration? Are you having problems with making sure patches get to where they need to? Are you finding that your patch cycles are weeks long in process? On the endpoint protection side, oftentimes we'll find customers who already have an antivirus in place. I mean, I'm not sure who doesn't already have AV of some sort, whether it's Symantec or Sophos or Kaspersky or McAfee or Trend Micro. chances are they have something. They may have multiple somethings. That's another thing to think about. You may be talking to an organization who just acquired a company, much like Big Six just got acquired. Or they have different business units who choose their own product to use, and now they really want to get a centralized perspective on it. Well, here's a great value proposition for Big Six. We can manage multiple instances and different types of antivirus, providing that single view into what's going on in the environment and how those antivirus products are performing. If an agent goes silent or goes quiet, we can use our Big Six agent to wake it up. We can also use Big Six to migrate from one AV to another. And again, we approach this from the perspective of being agnostic. We want to make sure that the customer uses whatever they're comfortable with, but give them better visibility and control over managing it. And that's exactly what that Client Manager for Endpoint Protection product does. We also have Endpoint Firewall and Web Protection capabilities as part of this product. So when your users are roaming around the world and off the Internet and you don't have the capability of enforcing from a network perspective, the Big Six agent through Endpoint Protection protects them no matter where they roam. So I just wanted to give you those highlights on the products. And then now that you have kind of a baseline understanding of what Big Six security products do and those value propositions, how do you go after those opportunities? How do you identify a client who could be interested in these particular solutions? So I'm going to jump to slide 10 to kind of talk through that. So as I mentioned, when clients use Big Six, even if it's pre-sale, even if it's during a proof of concept or a pilot, they're going to immediately see things they've never seen before, all through that single console view that I mentioned. And in our second Tivoli talk, actually, that I did several weeks ago, which you can look at the recording, we showed that a demo, exactly what that looks like. So what would a POC demo look like? And Jim Rush, one of our SEs, performed that demo, so you can take a look at that. But really, from a security perspective, again, if I'm blind and I don't know what's going on in my environment, I really can't design a security strategy or understand what my priorities are in terms of remediation. So that's the first thing that we do. We give insights into macro visibility, which is what I like to call macro visibility versus micro. The macro perspective shows you every IP-connected device in your network and managed devices no matter where they roam. And the second thing it does is it goes deep. We can query tens of thousands of properties on a particular system to identify a security issue and then execute a remediation strategy using our fixlet policy-based messages. So again, you can fix issues anywhere you find them within minutes, receive validation also that fix happened. Oftentimes you'll execute a fix and it's sort of like push and pray. You never know if it works, but with Big Six you get that validation within minutes. And you can see that in the demo that Jim did that was recorded on Tivoli Talk a few weeks ago to see what I'm talking about. This is great news for sales. You can deploy within hours, and Brandon Wood, who's one of our SEs on the call during our Q&A, he can talk about how quickly those deployments occur. We can go as fast as their change control allows us, which is great. All right, so that sounds great, but what opportunities should you go after? If you are talking to a customer and they're really concerned about streamlining their process or reducing the cycles, like I mentioned before, when Patch Tuesday takes a month to respond to, that's a problem, right? Because then you have the next month Patch Tuesday to deal with as well. So, you know, ask those kinds of questions. How are your patch operations going? Are you feeling confident that your clients are configured correctly and are getting the patches they need at the time when they need them? And so the other thing is heterogeneous environments, you know, folks that have Windows, Macs, mix of Unix, and also third-party applications. This is a really strong value prop for Big Six as well, particularly our patch management solution. We're able to provide support for a number of third-party applications, anything from Adobe Acrobat, which is notorious for security exposures, Java, Mozilla Firefox, a number of Microsoft Office applications, all of that using the Big Six patch management solution. Highly distributed organizations also, because I mentioned our bandwidth throttling capability, they're perfect for our scenarios, right? So really highly distributed and disparate systems, a mobile workforce. So those are kinds of questions you want to ask your customers. You know, how are you designed? Are your folks roaming around a lot off the network and then on the network? And the typical pain points that we're running into are, missed patches, missed service level agreements from IT or security, compliance nightmares, the inability to understand what's going on in their environment, failed audits. All these things are happening because traditional solutions for security management are failing. AV solutions really weren't designed to try to identify the best way of managing in a highly distributed, highly complicated network. But Big Fix was designed to do that. And so those are the kinds of questions you want to find out from your prospects and your partners. Encourage them to ask those kinds of questions. Are you dealing with a failed audit? Are you worried about a new company that you're looking to acquire, and then you're going to acquire all their technology? How are you going to manage that? So those are the kinds of questions that we encourage our sellers to ask. We also have a number of how to sell guides that we could certainly share with you guys to highlight those questions and have as a reference for when you're talking to your customers. So why does Big Fix, if people already have, some sort of management tool or security tool in place, why do we have opportunities? Why are there greenfield opportunities? Well, there's no greenfields, but the good news is those tools they're using probably don't give them the visibility they need, and that results in what I like to call compelling events. And I've included three here on slides 11, 12, and 13 that go to conversations you can have around when you find out, someone failed an audit, or they're worried about failing an audit. So those are the kinds of questions you can ask them. Have you had any audit findings related to patch management or security configuration? If it's a retail organization or finance and they manage credit card holder information, you can ask them questions around PCI. So when's your next PCI assessment? Are you concerned about the systems that manage that credit card holder information? Servers in your server farm, are they configured the way that they need to be to pass that audit? So dig into those details. And the key message there for why you would want to is we have the opportunity to enable them to improve their compliance levels to 95% or more within days. And we can also audit and control the configuration of roaming devices. So if they're on their network or not, we can handle it. So the other thing is, find out the pain around audits. How difficult is it for you to get ready for that audit? And do you have to ask your operations team for information, and then you're worried that the information you're getting takes too long to get back? Many of the traditional management tools take a week or longer to do a full scan of the organization, whereas with Big Fix, you can find out answers to questions on configuration literally within minutes. And so those are the kinds of questions to ask. On slide 12, I really hate to talk about security breaches a whole lot. I've been selling and marketing security now for about 15 years, and I hate to be in the position of ambulance chaser. You have to go tread lightly here. If you have talked to the CISO at a particular organization and they're concerned about a security breach and you have the kind of relationship with them that they're talking about those things with you, you may want to say, the source of most of these issues are lack of visibility and misconfigurations. How reliable are the tools you have in place? Are you confident that the reports you're getting are accurate for that organization? Those are the kinds of questions you want to ask. And, how confident do you feel that your systems are protected when they're roaming, or the reports you're getting are accurate, or patches that you need to get out, you can get out quickly and then validate that they've been installed correctly. So, and on slide 13, malware outbreaks unfortunately continue to happen. I'm not beating up on any one AV vendor, but McAfee had an issue several months ago where one of the DAT files interpreted a system file, I think it was system INI file, as malicious. And basically it was like a cancer. The cure became a cancer. The DAT file became the issue. And what happened was machines would go into an infinite reboot cycle. So AV vendors, even though they have great research organizations to handle these issues and exposures, they occasionally mistakes are made. And so what Big Fix gives organizations the capability of is managing better those solutions, first of all, so giving visibility into when there is an issue with a DAT file or one of the AV functionalities stops working. And so use Big Fix to handle those as sort of another layer of security control. We are also used to do things like workarounds. Oftentimes, if there's a critical security patch or something that needs to be pushed out to endpoints, you don't want to disrupt the business. Sometimes it requires a little bit of disruption, and so you can use Big Fix as a tool to do a workaround in case you can't install that update or don't have the ability to push it out and then reboot and go through that cycle. You can use Big Fix to push out a workaround, and we have a number of those examples if you'd like to have more information about how that would work. So those are just some of the questions that you would want to ask to find out about compelling events, and then match those value propositions to what Big Fix what Big Fix can do. And on slide 14, I just wanted to highlight that Big Fix, as we've mentioned in previous Tivoli talks, we are a management solution that can be used to improve security and operations through better approaches to solving these problems, right? So better data accuracy, better breadth of coverage, cost-effective scalability, et cetera. And there will be different aspects to that that will appeal to your security audience versus your operational audience. And that's actually a really good thing because these teams really need to work more closely together than ever before because the lines between those two practices are really kind of blurring. And so the great news is that whether you're talking to a security audience or an operational audience, you'll be able to talk to these two different benefits that they'll both like. So I mentioned the visibility. As a security professional, you need to know what's out there, how it's configured, and make sure that that data is accurate. And get as up-to-the-minute reporting as you possibly can. And then anywhere where you can speed remediation, that's a good thing. So bridging that gap between assessment and remediation, that will also enable you to have continuous compliance. Compliance programs are notorious for being reactive, you know, finding a problem or a weakness or vulnerability and then reacting to it and try to implement a change. With Big Fix, the way it works, that agent is constantly running and constantly enforcing policy, whether it's on your network or not. And that means you can really, truly achieve continuous compliance and get out of reactive mode. We also have a number of security certifications that you see there. That's actually pretty uncommon in the industry we're in. There are not that many solutions that are SCAP certified, and that's a NIST standard for the Federal Desktop Configuration Controls standard, which is required if you are a U.S. public sector agency. And then on the operational side, we're going to be kind to the network. We're going to be able to be installed very quickly. Users can't tell it's there unless you want them to, and we have a couple of capabilities there where we can have users install their own software, for example. So you can have what we call a client-side dashboard that's user-friendly, but again, that's not required. That's only if you really want your users to be participating in software distribution programs and things like that. We also consolidate agents. So instead of having, you know, a different agent, some of these solutions have an agent just to reboot the machine. Our agent is smart. It doesn't need to have a separate binary or process to execute those changes. It does it all by itself, regardless of function. And it, you know, you won't need to change make any changes to the network. You can use existing hardware. You don't need to add any additional hardware, and it doesn't require a whole team of folks to manage. All right, so getting to slide 15, talking about anatomy of a sale, and I can't really reveal the name of the agency this was, but it was in the U.S. government, and in this particular case, they were feeling a lot of pain. They were under attack by a virus. They thought they were protected. They were using Microsoft SMS and WSUS and a number of those other Microsoft tools for patching. And they didn't realize that that wasn't working, that they had a number of machines that didn't get the patches they needed. And so over the course of a weekend, and actually within 36 hours, we installed our entire infrastructure. Close to 17,000 clients were installed. And we reduced the patch gap over that weekend from 35% to 2%. And we increased the DAT accuracy, which is the antivirus configuration file currency. We almost achieved 100%, all the way down from 64%. So quite a win for us. And then once they saw the ability of our platform, so they once they understood the value of that smart agent, then they said, you know what, we need you guys for compliance. We need you guys to help us achieve and prove that we're compliant with the FDCC requirements. And so we went in and upsold to them a security configuration management product. So what's the secret there? Well, first find the pain and then take advantage of it by implementing a very quick proof of concept. And then, you know, get your foot in. Once you get the Big Fix platform installed and they start to see all the cool things that they didn't realize they could do, you will quickly expand that sale. So, you know, we always tell folks don't go in and try to sell the kitchen sink. Just, you know, sell to the leaky pipe. And once they see how we fix that leaky pipe, they won't want to live without us. So so I wanted to turn things over to Chris at this point, and I'd be pleased to answer questions at the end as well. Chris?
Great. Thank you, Sandy. So if we move on to the next page here, on page 17, wanted to give a quick overview of what Big Fix coming into IBM means for existing IBM customers of some of our security products related to endpoints and servers. And the net of this is it's very good news across the board. So if we look at one of the first sets of customers that we have out there, which is about 400 active customers of the Prevenia desktop product. So those of you who came over from the ISS team are very familiar with that customer base. This is a product set, Prevenia desktop, that really focused on a lot of the anti-threat endpoint protection pieces of looking at having a firewall for endpoints, looking at host-based intrusion prevention. And so what we have here is extraordinarily complementary. So Sandy did a great job going through some of the different use cases and pain points and explaining how Big Fix provides a number of things from a security perspective, like first knowing what you have from both discovering assets, discovering their configurations, vulnerabilities, and being able to do something about it. Now you pair that with what we can do with Prevenia Desktop, which is providing some threat protection fueled by the X-Force research team. You have a really compelling pairing here. And those of you who also particularly remember, I don't know, about a year and a half ago, an offering coming from the GTS team with ISS called Prevenia Endpoint Secure Control was an offering that really had this combined value proposition, which was about having the management, the life cycle, the discovery of issues, remediation, patch management, and this endpoint protection all in one spot. And in fact, the beauty of this is that Endpoint Secure Control was based on the integration of the Prevenia Desktop capabilities and X-Force plus Big Fix. That was a partnership at this time. This is now something that we'll be putting together as an IBM holistic product. And in the next chart, I'll go through a little bit more detail about the timing and migration of that. But again, this is a really fantastic pairing here. And for the upgrade opportunity, again, we can see that these customers can get a huge boost by adding not only the security configuration, vulnerability management, and patch pieces of Big Fix, but also the entire lifecycle management platform. Because as Sandy said, that once clients get Big Fix in, they see how scalable, how simple this is, and how many things it can do for them far more effectively and far more cheaply than any of the other collection tools they've had. And so, again, I think you've got 400 customers there that we'll talk about in a minute what we're doing to provide incentives for you to talk to them and upgrade them to the full Big Fix suite. And, of course, also that future capabilities and upgrades for that customer set will be based on the Big Fix technology, which is another huge benefit for them. If we look at another set of customers that we currently have in the field today, those who bought are using Tivoli Security Configuration Manager, and there are about 200 customers that are managed through ITD, Integrated Technology Delivery Team, that are strategic outsourcing accounts, but they're still external customers that are managed by IBM. About 200 customers around the world are using this SCM product, and about another 200 are really using it themselves as they're managing that product themselves for configuration management. This is a customer set that's also going to benefit tremendously by Big Fix coming into the fold. If we look with that Tivoli Security Configuration Manager provided customers, it was really just a small slice of the big fixed value proposition. It helped customers say, what are the rules and regulations that my IT team, my security team, or other standards are saying that I need to have from a lockdown perspective for PCI or federal requirements. And it can be things that you see in IBM when we have our internal scans that say your password must be changed every 90 days. Your screensaver must be set to 20 minutes or less to activate with a password. You can't run peer-to-peer file sharing. No guest accounts with no password. All these sorts of things that create a weak link in the security for your endpoint. So SCM allowed you to say, okay, check for these things. Are they there? Report on it. That's great. Now you found some issues. What are you going to do about it? Well, Big Fix fixes that, and that's the beauty of it. Sandy said, it's not just about detecting issues; it's about remediating it. So, Big Fix provides the ability to not only see those configuration compliance issues, but it also provides for those in the federal sector, selling to the federal sector, the public sector, the ability for you to provide that an SCAP certification, which is something that our customers in the federal space have asked for years. Big Fix has that out of the box. And, of course, the patch management, remediation, and otherwise the overall lifecycle updates provide a huge benefit to close that loop. There's clearly an opportunity there to not only give customers increased value from day one, be more effective in the federal space, but also, again, show them another piece of value and just fixing those security issues, which they'll then want to do for overall lifecycle management and driving the overall efficiency of those platforms. The customers who've on the server side who've been using the Prevenia server or the server sensor, that's a technology that's pretty similar idea to the Prevenia desktop. It's really a threat prevention technology applied to servers in the data center, so Windows servers, Linux servers, AIX servers, et cetera. And this is something, again, that provides a protection from the X-Force, provides the ability to lock down things through the firewall and lock down things for looking at the integrity of files. And we have the host-based intrusion prevention that we're so well-known for. But, again, with Big Fix, you can come in there, provide that same level of patching, configuration checking. Another interesting value prop, and then Sandy certainly said this is not something we want to lead with, but sometimes we've seen historically competitive situations, if we're trying to sell the threat protection capabilities of Prevenia server and server sensor, that the incumbents, such as the McAfees or the Symantecs, have an edge on this because they say, well, you already have to run some anti-malware on there. We're managing that. Why would you go with someone else like IBM to do that for you? With the way that Big Fix can manage and put a wrapper around the client's choice of antivirus or anti-malware on the system, plus the ability to have this endpoint or the server protection from us, that gives them a much more compelling sort of single vendor, single management story that we can provide. And for clients who won't even consider swapping out or going with sort of a single contract from some of that protection, we do have a relationship to be able to resell Trend Micro and Wrapper and manage that. So again, a nice boost on the server side, again, pairing protection with the overall management visibility and remediation of issues. And then if we look at clients who deployed Tivoli Access Manager for Enterprise Single Sign-On, again, this is a product that we have about 400 to 600 customers, depending on how you count this, out in the field, who are using this as a productivity tool. This is on their desktops, their laptops, and provides them with a single sign-on experience from the first time they get into that workstation, to transparently sign them on to all the back-end applications. Of course, a big value proposition there is the ability to really increase productivity, reduce help desk calls, and in many cases, when we integrate that with a user provisioning solution, we see that we can give clients access to new systems, to give them new entitlements, and they never even have to know they had an ID or password for that new application. They just magically sign on to it. It's all handled behind the scenes. So with Big Fix, we get a couple of big benefits to that customer base. The first is that we obviously increase the ROI proposition. So the IT operations team that was looking to already save some cost in the help desk and the overall client management cost has another great way to reduce the operational cost with Big Fix, not only in the security suite but also in the lifecycle management part of things. So Again, it's a way to say we've already saved you this much money. Well, how about we save you some more with Big Fix? And then the other part looking at it is that we really, from a service management perspective, can extend this notion of sort of zero-touch provisioning or self-service to allow clients to or managers to go in and say, I need access to this new application, this new package of software. And, again, there's some more integration work to be done here on the roadmap to make this out of the box. But, we now can put these solutions together, have the ability for a client to request this, be able to get any software deployed they need to in the endpoint, and be able to provision user credentials, ID and password they need to access that application, have that transparently populated in the back end for enterprise single sign-on, so that literally a client can all of a sudden, log on to their workstation, click an icon, launch this new application that's been deployed, configured, have the security set up for, and do that all with a single sign-on, zero touch from the end user. So, again, that's just sort of scratching the tip of the iceberg here as we look at the power that we can link from a end-to-end service management process perspective with Big Fix security and Big Fix lifecycle automation and the existing service desk and identity and access management products we have in Tivoli. Now, if we move on to the next page, on page 18, I just want to quickly go through a couple of the specifics about how, if you've got an existing customer base of, in this case, Prevenia Desktop, so what does this look like from a timing perspective, from an entitlements management perspective, and how do they get the rest of the capabilities in the suite that Sandy talked about and we've had other Tivoli talks go into detail on. So I won't go into detail about the packaging options you see here that we're proposing for next year after transfer of trade is done, and we have Big Fix in Passport Advantage. But you've seen these in other Tivoli talks, a focus on lifecycle management, a focus on security management, and then a couple of add-on modules for Patch and Power, which can be sold separately or also included in the various base suites. But if you look at that as sort of what we're going to be selling new customers in the future, and the entirety of the Big Fix capabilities, if you're preventing a desktop customer, what do you get, when do you get it, and how do you get the rest of the capabilities? Question here. So if you're preventing a desktop customer, what you'll be getting a no-charge entitlement to, if you're current on your maintenance, is you'll get access to the same kind of core endpoint protection capabilities, so firewall, host-based intrusion prevention, powered by X-Force, and the Big Fix management platform, which really will be the foundation to replace the sort of Prevenia desktop as you know it, that you see today, including Site Protector. And you'll get that as a no-charge update. There's still some things we're doing. I know many of you who work with clients on Prevenia desktop are eagerly waiting for that capability to be available for Windows 7. So for that Prevenia desktop capabilities and Windows 7 support on this Big Fix platform, we're still working on locking down the dates. Our best estimate at this point is in the first half of next year for that to be generally available, with those entitlements automatically migrated, and with a beta for the fourth quarter of this year. Now, I want to make a couple of clarifications first. Big Fix today supports Windows 7, so that's not a Big Fix statement. We've got great support for that today. It's only about the Prevenia desktop components. When we have those available, customers will be able to get this entitlement, be able to start using the new version of Prevenia desktop components, Windows 7 support in Big Fix. Again, tremendous upside for all our clients there. Now, if they want to get an upgrade to say, what about all the rest of the capability, patch management, security configuration, vulnerability management, be able to go through and do and manage the antivirus or other endpoint security solutions, go through some web protection, other assets, that's something that then they will be able to give them a very good discount in terms of 50% off to be able to trade up to that full suite. And, of course, we also encourage them to then also look at looking at the entire rest of the lifecycle management suite that Big Fix provides, and again, to really flesh out that IT operational improvement and drive some more efficiency and consistency across how they're managing their endpoints and servers. Now, if we look at page 19.
Chris, sorry to interrupt. Before you go on to 19, I just wanted to add 2 points here. One, let's remind everyone that there was recently a sales alert that covered everything you've just described with the Prevenia desktop migration. So that's something that people didn't recall seeing. I would encourage them to go look for that because it documents in even more detail than you described now what this is all about. Second is I'd want to call to everyone's attention that this chart that you just went through, 18, 19, and 20, are also labeled confidential. So these are the only three charts in the deck, I believe, that are labeled confidential. And so just essentially the standard disclaimer that, as you pointed out, you've covered a number of things here that talk to potential future deliveries on our part. And, of course, for all of our sellers and especially our business partners, to remind them that these things obviously are still subject to change until they actually are formally announced and delivered.
Excellent points. Thanks, Joe, for that. And actually, one more thing I want to mention on this, and this goes for for all these three product sets or customer sets, is while I'm talking about how we're going to do this programmatically once transfer of trade is complete and the big fix solution is in Passport Advantage early next year, that if you have customers today, particularly if you have Printed Desktop customers or you have these security compliance manager customers who are eagerly awaiting new capabilities and you have concerns about waiting until next year, the discount pricing we talk about to get the equivalent capability here from the security management piece and the endpoint protection piece of the Big Fix suite, go through the process and your Big Fix contacts that Darren will go through in a moment, and let's make sure we can support them, maintain their loyalty this year by giving them comparable discounts with the Big Fix part numbers into the Big Fix system until we get this in Passport. So while this is a future-looking statement in terms of the program and Passport, certainly there are things we can do this year for clients who are eager to move to the Big Fix platform, be able to leverage their existing entitlements to get a discount for this additional capabilities, and also keep those customers happy as we finish up this roadmap. Page 19, if we look at the Prevenia Endpoint Secure Control customers, again, this is a much smaller base. It's probably fairly unlikely that many of you will actually have customers that fit this category. This is around 10 or a dozen customers total. They basically bought what we're talking about already, so they'll get a one-to-one migration. Again, once the full Prevenia Desktop integration is folded back into the Big Fix platform in the first half of next year, that's a very straightforward case. Again, the previous chart, the Prevenia Desktop, is the more likely scenario. We've got about 400 customers out there like that. On page 20, if we look at the Security Configuration Manager customers, that's the customer set, again, that's really just looking at visibility about what are my configuration issues, where I have policy violations, about 200 customers that are managed through our strategic outsourcing services, about another 200 customers that are managing the solution themselves. Very similar pattern here than for the Prevenia Desktop customers, where we're going to be giving them a set of capabilities that's comparable, but even more rich than they have today around configuration management, vulnerability management, the SCAP certified piece of this, the visibility, and the Big Fix platform. They get those entitlements for free if they're current on maintenance. And then and then are able to offer them a half off discount for stepping up to the full suite. And again, like Sandy said, once we think these customers are seeing the ability to address some of the security configuration issues and remediate that with Big Fix, they'll see the power of this and really want to also be using the whole lifecycle management suite for power management, software distribution, and the entire range of capabilities that Big Fix can bring to the table in an integrated solution set. So with that, I will turn it over to Darren to go through how you as sellers can actually go about engaging Big Fix team and driving opportunities and deals here through the rest of the year.
All right. Thanks, Chris. And I know we're running short on time, so I'll get to these last few slides pretty fast. So now we're going to talk about how to team with Big Fix sellers and how to make some money selling Big Fix solutions. So let me start out by emphasizing the point that actually, please turn to page 21, too. So, I want to emphasize here, every deal that you identify and work on should be put in the lead passing tool. And the tool does a couple of things. It will feed your opportunity into a process, which will, let you know if the deal's already been worked on, who the opportunity owners are. If it's a new lead, it will get you the appropriate resources and help from the Big Fix team. So, the way it's going to work, as we go through the integration, and until we get to transfer of business, we're going to continue to use the Big Fix existing processes and systems for pricing, quoting, ordering, fulfillment, et cetera. So it's really important that we team up and we buddy up with Big Fix sellers to make sure that the processes are followed correctly. So this is a very key point to make here. The link to the lead passing tool is right there in the middle of the slide, so please go and register your opportunities as soon as possible. And if you have any questions, there's a Ask Big Fix ID right there in the tool. Okay, so let's move to slide 22, the next slide. Okay, so hopefully by now everyone's seen the Tivoli sales alert. It was sent about 2 weeks ago addressing the compensation for Big Fix. If you haven't, let me know. My name's Darren Harris. My contact information is at the back of the deck, and I'll send you the sales alert. It'll have more detailed information than what we're talking about here and what's included on this slide. The sales roles that will get quota attainment and credit are highlighted in the bullets of this chart as well as in the table, so I'm not going to go through each one of them. But, you know, the ISS reps, I know we have some ISS reps on the call. You're not eligible for quota attainment. However, you will be able to earn the challenge incentive dollars, which I'll talk a little bit more about on the next slide. Let me make one point here, and hopefully this is already clear to most people, but, you know, all reps will get credit for the core unified management platform. That's kind of the universal core platform. Security reps, when we get into the individual packs, the security reps won't get credit for the lifecycle pack. And the lifecycle reps will not get credit for the security pack. So that's just one difference. It doesn't affect too many people out there, but it's one differentiation that I just wanted to highlight. Again, if you have any questions, you know, send me a note and let me know. Okay, so let's go to the incremental incentive slide, the next slide. So this slide shows some key points of the incremental incentive. So for ISS sellers, you are eligible for this incentive, so, you know, please take advantage of this and, you know, make some money by identifying and closing some Big Fix deals. Click on the link at the top for more details of the incentive. So if you click on this link, it'll take you to a PDF or a PowerPoint deck that gives you all the T's and C's. It's pretty standard stuff, but it'll also include the payout table, which actually can be pretty lucrative depending on the size of the deal. So go in and check it out and, you know, see what money is out there, challenge money that's available to you. So also two things I want to point out on this slide, and I've highlighted them in bullets at the bottom. In order to get paid, you must enter the opportunity into the challenge database. So the link at the bottom will take you to the challenge database, and it also must be registered at least 5 days before the deal closes. So keep that in mind. In order to get the challenge money, you got to register it in the database, and it has to be at least 5 days before the deal closes. Okay, if you have any questions about how to engage or compensation, please send me a note. If I don't know the answer, I'll find someone who does, or you can use the Ask Big Fix ID, which is also listed on the contacts page in the back of the deck. Okay, thank you to everyone, and I'll turn it back over to Joe for some key takeaways and to close out the call, or I guess they're going to Q&A.
Yes, thanks very much, Darren. Mm-hmm. So we can move on to page 24. And before I just spend a moment on this in the last page, noticing the time, I wanted to let everyone know that essentially all of the speakers are, I've spoken to all of them ahead of time, and, you know, we're planning on all staying until hopefully we get to the last question, at least for another 30 minutes. I apologize to anyone that was listening in and had a short time constraint. If you do not get a chance to ask your question before you have to leave the call, again, please document your questions, and you can send them directly to me or any of the others on this page 24 if you think there's one person more appropriate than another. So just wanted to make sure everyone realized that. So you can see on this page 24, we've highlighted contact information for everyone that's on the call today and then a few others. I've also included Jim Katz, who is the worldwide sales enablement contact for Big Fix. And Jim was your host for, I think, all the previous calls, and I think he might even be available to help us with Q&A later today. As Darren pointed out, also important topics on this page, the link for the Big Fix sales kit is there. Please take advantage of that. That essentially all of the information that Big Fix typically uses to enable their sellers has been collected, and it's available on Software Sellers Workplace. I would encourage you to look at that and download it. Also, as Darren mentioned, there is the ID there for specifically asking questions. You can send your questions there, or if you think one of us are more appropriate, send it directly to us. And the last point is that not only this Sibley talk, so this DECA chart and the audio that goes with it, including all the Q's and A's, it will be posted on the replay site in a day or two. And I wanted to make you aware that if you missed any of the previous calls, again, I mentioned four of them so far, they are all currently on the replay site of the media library, and the link is shown below. So, and again, I think it's mirrored to the partner world. This link is just an internal link, but I believe they're also all available on partner world. So with that, let's move on to 25, and we'll wrap up the formal presentation and then open up for Q&A. I just wanted to summarize some of the key points that we want to make sure you take away from this investment of the last hour, if nothing else. Number one is please focus your sales activities as Sandy described. In other words, Big Fix as a suite covers a wide breadth of value and function. But don't get caught up in that by trying to sell too big too soon. Take advantage of the experience the Big Fix sales team has had. Always try to focus on whatever the immediate primary pain is, and then from there, grow the deals. That's how they've been so successful. Also, please recall that Sandy pointed out that really, in this case, the proof of concept is in many ways a primary deal progression, deal closure opportunity. And I know for some other solutions, people tend to shy away from the concept of proof of concept, but that's the absolute opposite situation with this solution. If you are able to engage your customer on a proof of concept, the Big Fix sales team's experience has shown that they're able to transfer or progress those deals most of the time to successful closures. This is what really allows us to show the true value and demonstrate some of the points Sandy made about how they're really not realizing that their current tools, current products they're using, are not really providing them the information they think that they're getting, or some of it is inaccurate. Next point about feature battles. Again, we don't want to get involved in feature battles, especially with the endpoint protection suite. Right? In other words, we don't want to go in with a view, oh, I'm here to displace your current antivirus, right, and get into a feature function discussion about that. We want to go in and talk about how we can manage their antivirus better than the tools that the antivirus provider offers today, how we can help them deal with multiple antivirus solutions or spread across their enterprise. And again, we want to sell to the bigger picture. Again, reinforcing Darren's point, the lead passing tool is critical. It is, number one, the way that you register the fact that the deal is in progress, and it is the way to engage the proper resource from the Big Fix team to help you with deal progression. And then finally, again, the challenge database. It's critical that you register your involvement in these deals in order to receive that incentive. So with that, I guess I'd like to ask the operator to open us up to questions.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star then one. If you care to withdraw that request, it would be star two, again, star one to ask a question. And one moment, please, for our first response.
And while we're waiting, I guess I wanted to point out that, as I mentioned, we have a number of other people on the call besides the speakers. Sandy mentioned we have at least one of the Big Fix SEs. We have some of the other IBM executives that have been involved in the integration effort bringing Big Fix into IBM. And so I would encourage all of you listening strongly to take advantage of this opportunity and pose whatever questions you have for us today. Again, this will be the last point is, I guess I'll, for the recording, I'll welcome the people that are going to participate on the replay of this call that we're doing a week from today in the AP time. So, I mean, welcome to all of you that are going to be joining us for what will be a live Q&A of your own.
And I do have a couple questions already.
Okay.
Our first then, Gary Thompson. Your line's open, sir.
Thank you very much. You mentioned the replay site for Partner World. Can you identify what that is?
I don't have that URL information directly. Feel free to send me an email. It's jjc@us.ibm.com, and I'll get that information for you and send it back. where you can find the replays.
Second question. You went over some particulars in this upgrade, if you will, or add-on to IBM Security product.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get an overview of the security itself from all aspects of what IBM provides?
Oh, wow. There's a number of things there. A couple things I would encourage you to do, again, from your view into Password Advantage, look back at old Tivoli Talks when I get you that link. We've had 25 or 30 security-specific Tivoli Talks so far this year. They're an excellent source. Second thing is we have exhaustive sales kits on every one of our offerings, and they're all mirrored onto Partner World. When I get your note, I'll make sure that I also include where you would get access to that information also. And the last thing is, I would expect that you have some person identified as a lead for your company as a contact back in IBM. I would encourage you to start with him or her, and if you're not finding what you need there, then forward your request to me, and I'll make sure that we get the information directly back to you.
And one other just quick reference piece, too, as you go through the Tivoli Talk, there was a Tivoli Talk, I believe it was on June 2nd, that's titled Delivering the IBM Security Story to Your Clients, and I think that might be an excellent starting point to look at as you go through that material Joe mentioned.
You're absolutely right. I'm glad you brought that up, Chris. I thought that was one of the best we've had all year.
Yeah, I've attended some whiteboard sessions, and that's a quite easy or a good way to present the overview.
But the one that Chris referred to is, again, a sort of soup-to-nuts overview of the IBM security story and the solutions we offer, and it would be an excellent starting point.
That'll be on that site you're going to send me?
It will. In fact, I'll send you those charts directly as part of my response to you.
Great. So it's JJC?
At us.ibm.com.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Our next request from Ron Canna. Mr. Canna, your line's open now.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask, I joined the call late, and I was curious to find out if the slide deck will be available or posted somewhere.
Yes. Are you an IBMer or are you a business partner?
A business partner.
Yes. Apologize. Apparently there was a problem with the Partner World server, and so the charts did not get posted last night. You can, again, since my email address was just posted, send me a note, and I'll respond with the charts immediately.
Okay, sorry, I don't have that. I don't have any visibility beyond the voice call.
So just if you can send a note to jjc@us.ibm.com.
jjc@us.ibm.com?
Correct.
Thank you.
Definitely get you the charts. Thank you for joining.
Thank
you. Do you have any other questions related
nope.
to
that was it.
Okay.
And our last request is from Ahmad Bakahani. Your line is open.
Yes. Hello, Joe. I have three questions for you. Can you hear me correctly?
Yes, I can. Please proceed.
Yeah, okay. The first question is on slide 17. It says Big Fix value added for the Preventia server. It says integrated platform for management. How does it really integrate? Or still is it two separate management, one for the Big Fix and one still separated for the Preventia server? I mean, I still can't find the value added behind having Big Fix with Preventia server, except that Big Fix adds so much functionalities. But how it relates to the Preventia server installation?
Sure. And Jill, this is Chris. Let me take that one. So good question. So you're correct. So when it comes to the, from a roadmap perspective, the first place where you'll see Big Fix doing a deeper level of integration to manage the threat prevention as well as what it does today will be on the endpoint, so the PCs, laptops, et cetera, as we fold in the Preventia desktop capabilities into it early next year. Now, from the server side, the integrated aspect is the integrated aspect of what Big Fix does for all those complementary things. So you're correct. So it is not that Big Fix has sort of wrapped around Preventia server as is today, but it really is that complementary notion that all these other things when it comes to manage the configuration, the patch level, the visibility into your servers, in addition to the threat protection from any server, we can now as IBM deliver that as a single value prop, but two products.
Okay. My second question is on page 18, slide 18, just to make sure I understood you correctly, our Preventia desktop clients can have some sort of a free of charge edition of the unified management platform. Is that correct?
Right. So what we're doing, and this is a roadmap point that we'll be delivering in the first half of next year, is we'll be taking core pieces of the Preventia desktop today, so particularly looking at the firewall and the host-based intrusion prevention powered by all the X-Force content updates, and taking that and packaging that, updating it, and packaging it with the Big Fix platform instead of the existing management shell, if you will, today. Customers who are current on the Preventia desktop maintenance will be entitled to that solution at no additional charge. And then if they, obviously there's a whole range of additional capabilities that Big Fix provides, and those customers will also get a discount to trade up to the rest of that capability.
But that's starting next year, right?
That's right. So from a system, from a programmatic perspective, now if you look all the things above that line on page 18 that an existing Preventia desktop customer would trade up to, if they want to do things like patch management, if they want to do things like configuration, vulnerability management, and remediation, if they want to look at things like power management, all those things they can get today from Big Fix, from the route that Darren mentioned. And if you have clients today, Preventia desktop clients today, if you tell the story and you want, and they're excited about Big Fix and what the additional value it can offer, there's no need to wait. We can process through a discount for them, giving them credit for the fact that they are a Preventia desktop customer, but that's a special bid process today that would go through the coordinated route with your Big Fix colleagues. Next year,
this is and this is the 50% trade-up discount you mentioned, right?
Correct.
Okay. That was my final question. Thank you, Chris.
I do have a few more questions. Do you have time?
Yes, we do. Please continue.
Dee O'Connor, your line's open now.
Hi, Joe and Chris and Darren and Sandy. My question is around what Chris was just talking about in terms of what we can do this year. So customers who have Preventia Desktop or have the Tivoli Configuration Manager, those customers we can target now and upgrade via special bid. What about ELAs? Will we be able to include these and target those customers that have renewing ELAs in the fourth quarter?
Chris, are you able to take that one?
Sure. So there's probably some mechanics this will have to get back to you and maybe post in a written response, but in general, since So Big Fix will not be in Passport Advantage this year. That will be slated for early next year. So that the answer is that it won't be able to go in, it definitely won't be able to go into ELAs seamlessly as you would with the Passport product. Now, what I don't know is if there are certain things that can be done as a separate addendum, to that, but that's something we can certainly get back to you with clarification on.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
And Bill Cox, your line's open now.
Yes, thank you very much. I certainly appreciate everybody's time today. This is excellent information. I represent the SO software team that would be selling into those 200 SO clients that ITD manages the infrastructure for. So I've got a little bit different twist. The first question is, who would be the contact that would be potentially facing the SO side of the house? And who would I work with on that?
Hey, this is Sandy. Is this you mean from the Big Fix side?
Big Fix and or, I'm not sure who would extend to ITD. Would it be Big Fix or maybe Tivoli would take a lead, or you guys are kind of walking in the door together?
Yeah, that would be something I probably would want to check with Alan Peters on. He runs our worldwide sales organization. That's a conversation we'd love to have. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, I see a lot of potential. I mean, again, one of the things I think I would hope you guys would put together for certainly for my own benefit, but for the general sales force in the field, especially since we're crossing multiple pillars within Tivoli, is an overlap chart or a gain chart to show, you know, Big Fix compared to TPM OS and TPM for software.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's certainly going to be overlap, and then what's the additional value and extension past the functionality that we currently have? Or, you know, Tivoli Security Compliance Manager, we're measuring the configs, but like you said, you can remediate.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a closed loop to validate mitigation as well?
Yeah, there is. Actually, there's a full policy-based closed loop approach.
That's
extremely
impressive. Do you have the FFIEC regs in there? Because that's going to be critical to ITD.
Yeah, we don't currently, but we have a number of customers who've rolled their own, so to speak, because
yes.
It's an open architecture. They can take the 4,300 specific technical controls we have, and working with our professional services organization or IGS or whoever, we can map those controls to whatever standard. Yeah.
Okay. And again, you're cross-provisioning, compliance config and remediation, as well as I heard also discovery. So
mm-hmm.
multiple areas within Tivoli, typically, you know, they'll be selling based on their expertise. So the kind of just a mini brief to say here's how we cross those pillars. I think you guys will find it extremely effective for the sales force, because otherwise the first thing the client's going to say is, what else does this offer me?
Sandy, this is Chip Mason. I want to just point out that we've had a number of other Tivoli Talk sessions that position TPM, the full TPM product. Obviously, the Big Fix lifecycle solution is a replacement for TPM for software.
Right.
So we have the additional information that provides the background on those as well. There's also the full sales kit that provides the detailed FAQs. If you have access to the IBM Tivoli Sales Resource, that's where I'd encourage you to go.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's a good point, Chip. I was about to say the same, that I recall very explicitly coverage of this, and I think it was at least the first and the second call.
Yep. Thank you. I'll point back to that. Sandy, I'll follow back with you on the overall approach for SO.
That sounds great. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Star 1, if you need your line open. And my last request presently is from Dee O'Connor. Your line is open now. Please check your mute button. Dee O'Connor, your line is open.
Sorry. I wanted to just make a comment for those that are interested in which customers have Tivoli Security Configuration Manager that would have this entitlement. I do have an install base listing for those customers. I will provide that to Darren, whose name is on the deck here, as well as to the security leaders in each of the IoTs. And so any individual who wants to see if any customers in their territory have this product and have an entitlement, they'll be able to get that information.
Thank you, Dave. While we were going through some of these other questions, I had a same time from one of our sales managers in the UK pointing out that Big Fix can go in existing ELAs. He describes it as via a VSOE contract, vendor-specific objective exchange of selling price for software deliverables. Quite a mouthful there. So that loops back to one of the earlier questions that came up. And Sandy, I was thinking that maybe we might spend a minute. I know you mentioned that you had one or more of the other Big Fix sellers on the call.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if maybe one of them might take a moment and give us a little more information about some of their selling experiences, especially if you recall a question came up from one of our sales leaders about just what would we recommend our sellers do when they go into a customer that says, hey, I've already got antivirus from Symantec, or I've already got EPO from McAfee. What value can you provide me?
Yeah, so I'm hoping Brandon Wood is still on the line. He's responsible for a lot of really great, successful wins in the U.S. public sector. He leads up our SE team in federal. Brandon, are you there? Do you want to kind of give some of the fun war stories you've accumulated over the years?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can. Thanks, Brandon.
I mean, if I can give you guys any advice, it would be, you know, never try to compete with anything. You know, with the tool set that we have, everyone already has one of those. That's always the remarks we get. We already have one of those. We already have something that does that. We can complement any solution out there. You know, whether you're going up against a Microsoft SMS or SCCM, you know, we have the ability to go ahead and find the blind spots that they have within those tool sets that they don't even know about. You know, one example, with one of our federal customers, I found a blind spot of over 16% of their population did not even have the SMS client running, and that's what they were utilizing for their security product. This customer had 450,000 endpoints, so when you multiply that at 16% of that, that's a huge blind spot. There's a lot of security holes there. With BigFix, we gave them the ability to find those blind spots, fix the problems that they were having with their existing application, and really bring them into compliance in areas they didn't even know they had an issue. And that holds true for whether it's Symantec Altiris, if it's an EPO, or Symantec Antivirus. It really doesn't matter what the solution is. Because BigFix is a platform and you have the ability to query other applications, it really is the most effective complementary solution out there. So if I can give you a piece of advice, never go head-to-head. You know, usually there's not budget associated with that, especially when they already have a tool. But really go as a complementary solution. And then a year later, they're going to call you back if they want to replace something else.
This is Jeff Dalton. Sandy, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear, Jeff. Thanks for joining.
Yeah, I cover the federal space for BigFix, and I have for 4 years. So I'm going to add a couple things to what Brandon said. And I'll specifically mention Microsoft SCCM. We run into them quite often. And one of their claims to fame, and they always get quite nervous when they hear the BigFix name, is that their software is free, which is sort of interesting because I'll give you an example. I'm sure you've heard the story that BigFix can manage up to 250,000 endpoints with one server and a single agent. The reality is for a 100,000 endpoint infrastructure, we have an example where they required 175 servers for SCCM, and up to 30 people to manage that, whereas BigFix requires maybe two, maybe three if you want, you have some backup expertise. So when you start looking at the dollars you're spending to support that infrastructure, the cost to get to implement it, then all of a sudden you'd start doing ROI comparisons, it becomes a different story. And then you talk about things that they don't do, and this is true for – this has actually been a really big seller for this year. A lot of folks will have a patch management solution, be it a Microsoft or a PatchLink, what have you, but there's very few, if any, that provides the third-party application patching that BigFix does. So it's a pretty strong niche. And to Brandon's point, what we look for is any door opener. Doesn't matter how big, it doesn't matter how small, and oftentimes we'll just start on servers. They may have SCCM or something on the desktops. We'll start managing some of the servers. But you want to break into the account. We're really good at seeding accounts, finding these opportunities. We do a proof of concept, proving value, and then we expand from there. I mean, it's not a new concept for any of you, I'm sure, but it works very well for us. So there is definitely that complementary story, and I actually position BigFix as a best practice. The client manager endpoint protection, for example, a lot of times folks will have multiple AV agents or they'll want to do consolidations. So having that in place is definitely a best practice. Having the BigFix unified platform in terms of providing visibility, asset verification is the best practice. So there's a variety of ways of positioning Big Fix, no matter who you come up against, because you will. There's very few, what Sandy said, greenfield opportunities. There's nothing there. So I would encourage you to, if you hit obstacles and resistance, et cetera, to definitely contact your Big Fix folks, because we've been selling in that type of environment from day one, and we can certainly help out.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that additional guidance. Operator, do we have any other questions?
No, we have no further requests.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, I think we'll wind up the call. Again, I want to thank all of the speakers for their time today, and especially all of the people that invested their time to call in, and also those that asked questions. So please, good luck in your selling. Don't forget that if this is the only one of these calls that you listen to, or you only listen to two of the five, please do go back and review the other calls. As we pointed out, each call provides great additional unique value, and one does not supplant the other. So with that, I think we'll end the call. Thank you very much, everyone.
Again, thank you, everyone, for your participation. As you heard, the event has concluded, and so all lines may please disconnect.